Great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and it's another Wildlife Wednesday. And here to answer your questions about the animals of Wisconsin are Jamie Nack and David Drake. I tried to combine your last two names. Oh, my gosh. David's an extension wildlife specialist and professor at UW-Madison. David, welcome.
Happy New Year, Larry.
Happy New Year to you, and as well to Jamie Nack, who is an extension senior wildlife outreach specialist. Good to see you as well, Jamie.
So nice to be back, Larry.
We will be talking about all kinds of things as we normally do, and of course we want to hear from you. Maybe you've seen some fox or coyote around your town, or maybe you've enjoyed participating in Project Feeder Watch. There are lots of things we can talk about, and I hope you'll join in with your questions and maybe your experiences as well with wildlife. Number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. You know, I have some wood carvings in my living room, and a couple of them, one's a barn owl, and the other's a snowy owl, and I've got some really wonderful piece of art on the wall that is of some barred owls. And so I've got a lot of, I see owls every day. Yeah. You know, I kind of fun to talk about owls, yeah. David. And we have, how many species do we have?
We have 11 species in the state. There's 19 across North America. And owls are one of those birds. I'm not sure that everybody could identify each of the 11 owl species in the state of Wisconsin. But owls, as a group, are one of those birds that just about everybody knows about or can know something about, can identify at least if they see a great horned owl. They probably could say, at least say it's an owl, as opposed to, you know, like a red poll or a white-winged crossbill or some of these smaller birds that are a little bit more obscure to people. And we've got roughly 400 bird species in the state of Wisconsin. So we've got, you know, 11 owls are part of that mix. And, just fascinating animals. You know, I think most people from cartoon characters to the owl that sold Tootsie Roll lollipops to other things like that, other character references. Everybody knows generally what they sound like. It's a hoot, hoot, hoot generally. And that mostly they're nocturnal. Mostly they eat small mammals, have very good night vision, can turn their head not all the way around 360 degrees, but have pretty good neck mobility, which is pretty amazing.
Pretty far around.
Yeah, pretty far around. They are silent flyers based on how their the feathers on their wings are kind of tattered at the end, trailing end of their wing. So a lot of times they might even fly over your head and you might not even know it because they're so silent. But a lot of times you'll hear them, you know, for the most part. We talked about 11 species of owls. We really have 7 that kind of occupy our state. 4 of those species we consider up in Canada or Canadian species. That would be the great gray owl, hawk owl, boreal owl, and then the snowy owl, which we do get snowy owls into Wisconsin. We've had them sighted again this year in Wisconsin this winter, not as much as when we have a full eruption of them, but they're here. And for the most part, again, you know, most of the species are nocturnal, but the snowy owl and the short-eared owl, you are more likely to see those during the day, which is pretty cool. And the snowy owl in particular is kind of an open land animal, so a lot of times it's not uncommon to see them on the tops of silos at barns, at farms,
sure.
or on telephone poles or something like that. And just a, you know, beautiful white bird. But they're fascinating animals and really very integral to the ecosystem. You know, they do a lot of wonderful things in terms of controlling pest populations and things of that nature. Super cool animals.
Rick in Monona has a question relating to owls. So let's go there. Rick, hi.
Hello, everybody. I'm enjoying your conversation about owls. We have them in our backyard, great horned. We hear them at night. We've had screech owls in our backyard. Mm-hmm. They're just wonderful to have in your yard. And I can't tell you the number of times I've gone out barefoot in my backyard and tried to see them up in those pine trees. Yeah. They're almost impossible. The crows, of course, tell you where they are, too.
Yep.
So that's always fun. But my question was about where are they in their nesting cycle right now? It seems to me they have they lay their eggs in, what, December or January, and their young hatch in February or March?
Yeah. Generally speaking, yeah.
Yeah, you're a little early. So generally, the great horned owls are one of the earliest nesting species in the state of Wisconsin in terms of bird species. And so they'll start pairing up in the fall. That's why we hear them so often, because they're calling for mates. They're patrolling their territories, things like that. But they won't actually start laying eggs until sometime in February. And then it's a little roughly about a month of incubation. So you'll start seeing owlets, mid-March, late March, something like that.
Yeah, so it starts when? It starts
So they're paired up now. They'll mm-hmm. start nesting now, roughly this month, and then they'll start laying eggs maybe mid-February, something like that.
And what are the nests? What's the
It depends a little bit on the species. The great horned owl is our largest owl, and that particular owl doesn't use cavities or artificial nest boxes per se. They often will build their nest or utilize a stick nest from another species. Or if you think about a snag, so a standing dead tree where it's been topped off and you just have that exposed top, they may have a nest right in the top of that snag. So other species that are year-round residents, the saw-whet, the barred owl and the screech owl, they will utilize a cavity for nesting, and you can also supplement cavities by building nest boxes too.
Yeah.
So
we've got a great horned owl call, and I think everybody probably knows that call, but let's listen anyway. I think Brad's got one up here. Yeah.
So a couple tricks if you do hear that and you're going out and trying to locate that owl, there's a general guideline that the larger the owl, the higher up in the tree you'll find mm-hmm. it. So great horned owls tend to be higher in the tree, and then they'll be perched near the main branch rather than out on a limb. Again, really concealing their identities or their location. So, and then if you happen to have night vision, that's fantastic. But otherwise, binoculars with lower magnification that have a greater field of view can be helpful, or simply going owling on a very moon, full moon mm-hmm. or nearly full moon night can have its advantages too.
And one of the things that's really fun to do is if you can locate where the owls are roosting during the day or are around, that you can go under those trees and look for owl pellets. So, mm-hmm. They're not able to digest the bones and the fur of the animals that they're consuming. So they will compact that into a pellet and then kind of regurgitate that and just drop it under the ground. And so it's a really fun thing. A lot of elementary school students are dissecting owl pellets and finding all these small bones in there and trying to reconstruct what the owls are eating. But, yeah, they're... they